Welcome to In Depth for a second and final interview, and I'm glad to have these folks in the studio. It is Danny Doering and Dominique Sennett from Step One. How are both of you?
I'm great today.
Beautiful. Dominique?
Doing very well, thank you.
Fantastic. Yes. So Step One, in case people don't know what your wonderful organization does, give me a little primer on there.
Okay. Basically, we're a 20-bed transitional living facility with outpatient counseling for adult men.
Okay, very good. And it's we're talking about specifically substance abuse?
Yes, substance use disorders, mental health disorders.
Okay, so it kind of runs the gamut. How long have you guys been around?
We have been in the community since 1993.
1993. I mean, that's a good amount of time, especially when it comes in the nonprofit world, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So I guess what's changed? I mean, how long have you been with the organization, actually, Danny?
I've been the executive director and with the agency for 15 years.
15 years.
Yes.
My God. So you got some tenure in there.
I do.
Very cool. What changes have you implemented? What different obstacles have you faced as time has gone by?
What we've implemented is a $1.3 million renovation project back in 2010,
okay,
which expanded our beds. So we now have 20 beds, like I said. And basically, Step One has been around for 27 years. We're having our anniversary dinner coming up here on March 6th. And we're looking for sponsorships for the event. We now have all tables sold except for one of 42 tables, which is pretty incredible for
our organization.
And I would say some of our obstacles are getting funding.
Okay.
I believe that there's another organization in town that's for women and children that is well known, and we oftentimes get confused for that entity. And so we just want to come on the radio and share with you who we are, what we do, and the population that we help.
All right. Very good.
Which is the men.
Yes, of course. So when it comes to funding, what do you usually rely upon? Is it mostly donations? Do you do grants? That sort of thing.
We have two grants that we receive. One is through the state of Nevada Substance Abuse Prevention and Treatment Agency. And the other one is the Justice Assistance Grant. And those partially fund our organization, but our main source of funding comes from our two huge fundraisers every year, one of which is coming up March 6th.
Exactly. So this is one of your big ones, or is it the big one?
Well, I would say it's one of the big ones.
One of the big
ones. We have
ones.
A golf tournament in the fall
right,
as well.
Right, of course. Okay. So it's the 27th anniversary dinner, and it's an award ceremony, right?
Correct. We actually give awards to those in the community that have helped individuals with substance use disorders, either directly or indirectly.
Okay. So are you kind of on the ground, kind of seeing a lot of these men who come into this facility?
Absolutely. Yeah. I interact with them daily. One of the unique features of our program is that our clients do not get charged rent.
Wow.
So because we received those grant funds, we actually implemented a savings plan for them so that they're required to save every single week like they are paying rent.
Okay.
But it's going into their own savings account. And when they move out, then they can get a low-risk apartment as opposed to a high-risk weekly.
I see. So how long are they permitted to stay with you?
The typical length of stay is about 90 to 120 days in the transitional living piece, and then the outpatient continues for aftercare 6 months to a year.
Oh, wow. Okay. So 20 beds, I mean, and people are staying there quite a long time.
Yes.
It can be.
Yes.
Is there any plans to expand, or you think 20 beds is a pretty good...
Well,
I mean, you don't want to overstretch yourself.
Exactly. What a great point. Although we could expand and we have a large waiting list, I think we have found our niche in the community.
Yeah.
And we've been doing the same services, you know, basically for 27 years, and we have a great formula. And how I know that is we track a recidivism rate, which says that for all the men that come through our program, only 5% return to prison in the first year after they leave.
Really? 5%?
5%. And the statewide recidivism rate is 67% return.
Really?
Yes.
I would say that's shocking to hear, but sadly, I feel like it's not.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but well, good for you for, really bucking the average.
Yes.
Hugely.
So the design that we have, the program design is geared towards creating self-sufficiency for the men so
right.
that they can learn to live life on their own and not have their family always helping them out or a spouse or a partner or whoever.
Yeah. So when it comes to the men who seek your treatment, is it just, are they do it of their own free will? Is it like a court mandated thing? How does that work?
Well, they come from a multitude of places. So it could be from prison or jail, the criminal justice system, as well as treatment centers or homeless centers or just off the streets or 12-step community members.
It's, so really from all different
very,
locations.
It's very diverse.
Okay. Interesting. So, and when it comes to the, I mean, I mentioned the obstacles earlier. With the opioid crisis really has been ramping up over many years, has that been something you've been witness to?
Of course.
Yeah.
However, methamphetamine, I believe, is still the predominant drug of choice in our area.
Okay.
And so although there is a perceived opioid crisis,
yeah,
it's not the only crisis.
Right. I think that's, yeah, because it's in the news, everyone forgets about all the other.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, other problems.
Right.
Okay. What is a typical, I guess, day, I guess, if somebody stays with you?
Okay. So typically they wake up between 4 and 5 a.m. because a lot of them have to catch the bus or walk to their place of employment. Mm-hmm. If they're not employed yet, then they're going to be getting up early. The first thing they're required to do is make their bed.
Good.
And so,
honestly, that it's amazing how much that gets your day started off right.
Right, exactly.
You know?
And so they have daily chores that they have to attend to even before they leave the house. And so once they do that, they grab their own breakfast. That's on their own. There's plenty of things for them to choose from for breakfast and for lunch. A pack of lunch, literally a brown sack lunch is what they get.
Cool.
With their name on it.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. And then they go out and work or look for work. They return back to the facility probably between 4:30 and 5. 5 p.m. is dinner time. Everybody eats together.
Okay.
And then after that, there's typically counseling or they attend an outside 12-step meeting because that's part of our program.
Okay, very good. How many people do you have working there at Step One? Is it mostly volunteers? Or
No, actually we have 7 employees, including myself.
Okay.
2 of those are part-time. And I have an awesome board of directors that comprises of 14 different individuals with varying backgrounds. And one of them is with me today, Mr. Dom Sinnott.
Very cool. Let's go to Dom. How did you get involved with this organization, bud?
So I got involved with the organization actually through going to one of their dinners. I believe it was 2 years ago.
Oh.
I'm in recovery myself, and I'd heard about Step One and what they did. And I was on the board of a different nonprofit, but I thought I wanted to get involved with Step One because I really like what they do, their mission, the population that they help, and just what they're doing in the community.
Okay.
And so I went to one of the dinners. I bought a ticket, went by myself, and I really loved what I saw. It was great to see them giving awards to the community, people in the community that are doing great work for substance abuse issues, and then also being able to see all of the men in the house. They get up and they walk across the stage and say how much time they have sober. And that was really impactful for
wow.
me.
Wow, yeah.
And so after that dinner, I said, I started talking to a couple of different people on the board and was introduced to Danny and Lindy and then got on the board shortly thereafter. That's a little, I think, about 2 years ago.
Wow.
Right.
Very cool. So what kind of work kind of do you do within the board?
I'm an attorney.
Okay.
By trade. And so I look over a lot of the documents and I just do, whatever needs to be done on the board.
All right.
Draft documents, review documents.
Keep us legal.
Lord knows. Yeah. Lord knows.
Make sure
yeah,
following the bylaws thing. In the meetings and
yeah.
stuff like that. Require everybody to review changes to bylaws when I think they need to be made, stuff
okay.
like that.
Very cool. So this event, let's kind of get to the nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
27th anniversary.
Yeah.
Dinner and award ceremony. It is where and when? Lay it all out.
So March 6th, Friday, March 6th, it's at the El Dorado Convention Center. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. And like Danny said, I think there's only one table left open,
right.
which is spectacular.
Wow, that's cool.
Really wonderful problem to have.
Yeah, I know, right? Full court press. That's awesome.
Yeah, we have special guest Grant Denton. I would imagine most of the people listening to this have probably at least heard the name Grant Denton in the community. He's a local quote-unquote superhero for Reno. He's a great guy, has an excellent recovery story as well.
Wow.
And he's doing great things in our community. He's a recent board member. So we're super excited to have him and as a special guest. We have some great sponsors this year. I think Cube Passes, Sparks Florist, Western Nevada Supply, Mike Wood Real Estate.
Queued Up Entertainment.
Queued Up Entertainment.
Who's been donating their time for free for years for us.
Oh, wonderful.
And the Eldorado.
And the Eldorado, of
That's
course.
Great. Yeah. So if people want to get tickets, they really need to jump on it.
Yes.
There's one table left.
Yes. Either jump on the tickets, or if they're not able to come to the event this year, we would be happy to accept a sponsorship or any monetary donation to help out our program, because it really goes right back into the program and to the clients that we serve.
That's cool. As far as the awards go, are we allowed to say who's winning those, or do you want to keep it a secret until the actual ceremony?
Yeah, let's keep that a secret.
Okay, a little tease.
But some really high-powered individuals in our community, and a retiring family court judge who is just awesome. So
yeah.
You'll want to come and see that.
That's fantastic. And then other than that, I mean, people can always donate to you directly, I would imagine, at your website.
Yes, at the website. They can stop by the facility. If you're going to Costco and you want to pick up an extra packet of paper towels or paper plates, we're gladly accept that.
Any and all kind of utensils?
Yes.
And toiletries and so on?
Yes, absolutely. We go through those like a lot.
All right, very cool. Anything else you guys want to lay out there before we wrap things up?
Well, it's just a great organization, and we've been around for a very long time serving this community, and I believe that we contribute to community safety by creating men that are no longer committing crimes for their drugs of choice, and so we deserve to be supported, and that's what I'll say about that.
I think that's an excellent case that you've made.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Danny, and thank you, Dom.
Yeah, thank you.